Next week, government prosecutors will go before a federal judge and ask her to allow them to retry Nevada cattleman Cliven Bundy and two of his sons for crimes related to that 2014 armed standoff with government officials at their ranch in Nevada. The judge dismissed the case on December 20th after ruling that prosecutors violated the civil rights of the defendants by withholding evidence. You remember the story. For decades, Bundy grazed his cattle on federal land but refused to pay government fees because he claims he inherited water rights to the property. In recent years, there has been a push by many like him, conservatives, who want to transfer public lands out of federal control. But that's generated tremendous pushback from a group that's usually reliably conservative, hunters. Stephanie Joyce from the KUOW podcast Terrestrial brings us the story of one hunter who has risked friendships to fight to keep lands public.
There's nowhere Ty Stubblefield feels more comfortable than in the woods.
You know, being out here where we're at right now just calms my soul. And honestly, there's no place I'd rather be.
It's just after sunrise, and we're hiking up the side of a mountain on the outskirts of Missoula, Montana. Stubblefield is 6 foot with a big red beard. He sniffs the air.
Something's dead. I can smell something. Deer got hit or something.
This is his bi-weekly training hike, and Stubblefield is carrying 40-pound weights in an army green rucksack. We're both sweating. But this is nothing compared to a typical day of hunting.
Elk can cover some ground, you know. They'll cover 10 miles in a day like it's no big deal. So you have to be able to do the same.
When we pause for a minute to catch our breath, a passing hiker asks Stubblefield about his pack.
Overnight backpack, my goodness.
Training. The man's in training.
Little training. What are you training for?
Hunting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that required training.
Have a good day. That was a funny reaction. Oh, hunting. Didn't know that required training.
Stubblefield is used to people stereotyping hunters, but it still frustrates him. He wishes more hikers and bikers and kayakers knew the role that hunting had played in the creation of public lands. Teddy Roosevelt pushed federal policy towards keeping land for national parks and forests, in large part because of his experiences as a hunter. And today, it's hunting groups who are among the most vocal advocates for keeping those lands under federal control. Stubblefield works for the loudest of them, a group called Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. But growing up in Oregon in a small timber town, he wasn't always such a proponent of federal control.
Through the course of my, you know, young adult life, I literally have done everything in the timber industry, from, you know, cutting the trees down to skidding them to loading them on the trucks to hauling them, you know, and everything in the mill, just about.
Within the timber industry, many people blame federal environmental regulations for the drop-off in logging in recent decades. Supporting federal control of the land is not a popular position. When he was younger, Stubblefield mostly stayed out of the political fray and focused on his passion, hunting. Then, a few years back, something big happened. Timber companies in Oregon started restricting hunter access to their properties.
So you started realizing how valuable those federal public lands are.
Valuable because they're the only place where access is guaranteed for hunters. That realization left Stubblefield in a tough place, having to choose between the community he grew up in and his love of hunting. Things came to a head for him when Oregon decided to sell the 80,000-acre Elliott State Forest. The timber industry was all for it, as were most of Stubblefield's family and friends. Selling it meant more logging and therefore more jobs and more revenue to communities in the region. But selling it also meant hunters might not be allowed. So Stubblefield found himself advocating for the land to stay under government control, even if that meant it wouldn't be logged.
I've definitely had some people that we've severed ties to, you know, it got to the point where they started calling me an environmentalist because I wanted my public lands to stay public.
And it wasn't just Facebook friends who were mad. Stubblefield says even his best friend, who he used to run a logging company with, felt betrayed.
He was pretty angry at me for the stance.
In the end, Oregon reversed its decision to sell the Elliott State Forest. It will stay public. But Stubblefield doesn't think this is the last time he'll find himself at odds with people he cares about over this issue. When we were out hiking, I asked him, what would he do if the Trump administration decided to transfer, sell off all public lands?
there's enough people that outside of myself, outside of the hunting community, that value our lands the way they are now, that it would be an all-out war, I think. Our land, our public, federal public lands right now is what shaped America. It is why we are who we are today. So to change that now, I'm scared that they're trying to do that. I just can't see it happening. I just can't fathom that changing.
Which is why Stubblefield is keeping a close eye on changes to how federal lands are managed. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
And Stephanie's story comes to us from the KUOW podcast, Terrestrial. For more and to leave your thoughts, go to herenow.org.